You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and I am here at the Accessible Publishing Conference, organised by RNIB and the DAISY Consortium, and hosted by Google. I am joined by the chair of the UK Publishing Accessibility Action Group and head of accessibility at Taylor & Francis Group, Stacey Scott. Stacey, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
During your conference, you talked about the UK Publishing Accessibility Action Group. Can you tell us a bit about the group and what it is and what it does?
So the Publishing Accessibility Action Group, which I'll call PAGE to shorten it, we consist of members who are interested in accessibility. So sometimes that is publishers, aggregators, vendors, key stakeholders like RNIB and DAISY, but also end users, members of Dyslexia Action, the British Dyslexia Association. We really have such a broad span of people because we want that knowledge around the table. And so it's completely free to join. You don't have to be a Publishers Association member. Anybody that's even thinking, like, how do I start my accessibility journey can join us. And we have some people that have been doing it for a few years. And so we come together to share that information, to share what are our challenges and how do we overcome them. And it very much works as a collective. And it's great because I think, you know, particularly in certain spaces, in other situations, you would have a potential rivalry and people wouldn't want to share around the table. But I haven't found that when it comes to accessibility and making content inclusive. Everybody is so open. People ask questions, they share their methodologies, the way they've overcome things. And it just expands it so that it makes it doable. Whether you're a big publisher or a small content provider, everybody has a place in that group.
And can you share some of the recent achievements that the Action Group has managed to achieve?
So one of the things is that we lobbied together to push Adobe InDesign, as we've heard a lot about today. And so we've come together to do quite a bit on that, and that's still ongoing. Some of the other things, just actually unpacking the European Accessibility Act, that's been a key focus, at least for the past, I'd say, 2 years. Because when it came out, you know, people were saying, well, how does this work? How does this apply? You know, we had a lot of the questions addressed at the panel earlier. And so that was a huge part of it. And so again, regardless of who you are or the size, it is relevant to everyone. And so unpacking that and actually just understanding what a lot of it meant and how it applied to different people at different levels, that was a huge part of it. And then the third thing that we've implemented is our accessibility charter that I talked about earlier. And that's basically, it's a set of guidelines that anyone that's producing content or wants even to spread the message of accessibility within their organization can read. And it helps to guide them. And again, you know, we can then help promote and support that work within the PAGE group.
And if there are people that wanted to join the PAGE group, how can they go about it?
So they can go to paag.uk and all the information they need will be on that page. Or alternatively, we also have a LinkedIn page, which anyone is more than welcome to join, and you can find out how to then attend our meetings through that. But again, it's completely free and it's for anyone interested in digital accessibility.
You are also the head of accessibility at Taylor & Francis Group. Can you talk a bit about some successes that you have achieved there?
I'd hate to call them mine because I work with a brilliant team, and I think that is a massive part of it. The team, you know, people I'm here with today and others, they embed accessibility into their work. It's part of their remit. It means that it's never just owned by one person. We have an accessibility working group within Taylor & Francis to bring in all kind of departments. So whether that's books production, journals, marketing, comms, we make sure that accessibility is being talked about. And one of the key things is, you know, when we're auditing our platforms, when we're developing our content, is we want accessibility to not to be an afterthought. We don't want to retrofit it for so many reasons. You know, it's not efficient. You can't unscramble an egg. And so to actually to build it in, to make content and platforms more accessible is a huge part of what we've done and what we continue to do. And so, you know, we have, you know, as I mentioned earlier, we've remediated over 45,000 files just in the past year to make sure that they're at the highest standard of EPUB3 for accessibility. But we also work closely with our partners as well, like Bookshare, to make sure that that our content is available on the most accessible platforms, but we continue to build on that. We want to look more at our accessible music offering, what we can do more in the STEM content side of things. There's just so much that we work on, and a big part of our work is also around alt text. And so we can provide the alt text and we get our vendors to do so, but one of the key things that we're driving at the moment is getting our authors to provide that alt text. And it's so crucial, because who knows the subject matter better than the person that's writing about it? It's the author. And so we're really dedicated to build, we've built a hub for authors to say, why is alt text important? What is it? How do I write good alt text? And giving them lots of examples. And then sharing feedback from authors. And so we've had quite a few saying, you know, I would never have thought to do this, but actually it's changed the way I think about my content and the way I put it across to my whole audience. And so again, that's just, it's another key thing that so many people have been involved in at Taylor & Francis, and it's progressing really, really well.
And a final question, we have just wrapped up the Accessible Publishing Conference day today. What would be your takeaway from today?
I think there were so many wonderful things, but I think one of the key things is, to use an adage, don't hide your light under a bushel, right? So if you're developing this amazing content, make sure it's that your accessibility is in your metadata. Make sure that it's out there. It's in your Onyx feeds, that people know that actually there's an accessible version of your book. Because it'd be such a shame if somebody was browsing a platform and came across a version of it that wasn't accessible and didn't even know that actually there was a myriad of accessibility features contained within another version of that book. And again, as an extension of that, you know, let's think about accessibility more generally. So if you're doing it for your books, your journals, your platforms, you know, capitalize your tweets, right? I've seen so many that publishers and content providers that are doing amazing things, really, really technical stuff, but they never camel case their tweets. And so quite often it's really hard to engage with them, and it gives completely the opposite impression in terms of their dedication to accessibility. And so considering it from all angles is I think a massive part of it. And I think we've heard a lot about that today, and I hope that that is a big part of what people take away from today.
That is excellent. Well, Stacey Scott, Chair of the UK Publishing Accessibility Action Group and Head of Accessibility at Taylor & Francis, thank you very much for joining us here at the Accessible Publishing Conference here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.